We're now ready to move into chapter 16 of the book of Proverbs. So our next proverb is found here in verse 1 of chapter 16, which reads like this: "The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord." This proverb seems to teach the great truth that we're not sufficient of ourselves to think anything or to speak anything of ourselves that is truly wise and good. We're told very plainly that our thoughts are not God's thoughts. In Isaiah 55:8-9, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." All our sufficiency is from God, who is with the heart and the mouth. He works in us both to will and to do. Philippians 2:3, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." When man is left to his own will, he degenerates into ridiculous ideas, thoughts, and practices. He has such theories as evolution and materialism. He practices idolatry, abortion, and sexual impurity. He is overcome with violence, greed, war, and ignorance of God's will. Man must turn to God for wisdom to be able to know his purpose here on earth, to find himself, to be cleansed from sin, and to prepare for the next life. This proverb shows that the mind and the tongue are to be subject to the sovereign power and wisdom of God. The mind and tongue are two of the most powerful parts of the body. They can do tremendous good. They can do tremendous harm. The wonderful thing is that God has made his knowledge and wisdom available to us so that we can know what things to have in our heart and to speak with our tongue, which will be pleasing to him. It is from the powerful word of God that we get this knowledge and this wisdom and this power. When man is left to his own doing, he will invariably be contrary to God. That's just a law of nature. But by allowing God's word to guide us, we can act in a manner that is in harmony with the wisdom of the ages. This allows us to be in harmony with all the laws of the universe. So our verse says again, verse 1, "The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord." That's our lesson. Till next time, this is N.C. Crouch saying, goodbye, friends.